This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Nonhlanhla Mdluli.
Hi, this is Thabo Mdluli. You're on Belighted with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central on radio, unscripted, uncensored. That's beautiful.
On radio, uncensored.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romeo.
Yes, good morning, my Romza. How are you doing?
I'm very well, man. I'm awesome. I had a good... Oh, by the way, it's a podcast. Yeah.
Though we always got it, by the way. Yeah. But I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm well. And yeah. And this, here we are.
It's the 4th of December, 2017.
Yep, but then it doesn't matter because...
It's a podcast.
We are timeless like that.
We're timeless like that. Yeah. Well, the reason why when we recorded this podcast, we were just entering into the month of December. And a lot of people are feeling a bit exhausted, you know, fatigued, especially those of 8 to 5, unlike Bora Miso, who work anytime and any day. Anyhow, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think the people who are more exhausted, they are actually the 9 to 5 people who are like working every day, driving to the office, sitting in traffic, getting to meetings, boardrooms, and all the likes.
Yes.
But besides that, even with that, with the exhaustion of the year, there's this electricity, there's this vibe in the air that, you know, it is December. You know, I saw someone had tweeted that in December, every day is going to be a Saturday now. We no longer recognize Monday, Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah.
It is now, every day is a holiday. We're just going to get excited. We're going to work short hours. We're going to go out for long lunches. We're going to go out to have a drink or two.
Yeah.
We're going to meet friends. We're going to just simply socialize, get into the office at 9:30 and leave at 11:30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. I think 11:30 is pushing it. So it's like at least after lunch.
Yeah. No. Actually, some people like, I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. He's like, I have an 8 o'clock meeting. It should be finished at 9, and after that I'm just gonna leave. I'm like, huh? You don't have voice? Like, no, it's December. Get December, boss.
With a full pay, by the way. You know,
yes,
it's not like
pay,
when
absolutely.
You're looking at the difference of no work, no pay. You
absolutely.
Know, if you have a full-time job, it doesn't matter whether you are at work or not.
Yes.
You'll get your full salary.
Absolutely.
And your full benefits.
Absolutely. Then, yeah. But then we also have another group. So we've spoken about the 9 to 5 who are like now just simply exhausted. They want their year to end. No, rather they just want to be on holiday.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, people who work 9 to 5, they all go on holiday at the same time. So they'll also still sit in traffic to get to holiday. That's another thing.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to all different spots, and you find all those spots like full. And chances are you will meet some of the people that you've run away from the office. So that's the first group. Then we've got the ones that are seeing each and every day as a holiday. It's a December. 12 o'clock, we're already having sundowners. If you know what I mean. Midday sundowners.
Yeah, ziawa.
And ziawa.
Yeah.
And then we also have another group, which for me is one of my biggest concern.
Which one is it?
The biggest concern group are those people who they maybe not necessarily have 9 to 5. They're entrepreneurs. They've got different projects. They've got goals that they've set, they've got people, things that they wanted to do and achieve before the year ended, and now they're feeling the pressure because some of those things haven't been those goals haven't been achieved, you know. And I also, now I want us, which takes me to want to talk about the time and the limit that is the time, because sometimes well, this is called the Gregorian calendar, right? The what we use. So I'm trying to see, like, is there a way where people can actually set goals, work hard, and not actually put... There's nothing wrong in putting timelines, but sometimes when you've got... we've got the tradition of putting what you want to achieve before the end of the year, and people are taking resolutions.
Yeah.
And when you look back, you find that most of the resolutions that you made, you made 10 resolutions, but you've only achieved one.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And then what is the process? Do people actually make resolutions, or are we being too hard on ourselves, or are we being our expectations too high? And is it wrong to set those kind of goals, or to set those, to make those kind of resolutions? Because in a way, there is no balance, if you know what I mean, Maromza. There's no balance that... Now, I feel the pressure that I was saying by the end of 2017, I would have lost 15 kgs, yeah. you know, 15 kilos off my weight, and the next thing I've only lost 3, and then you start feeling the desperation, you start having the anxiety, and you end up not enjoying yourself and not enjoying the holidays and not enjoying life because you feel like such an underachiever. But then, or are you one of those people who are just going to say, listen, I'm not going to necessarily, as much as I've got resolutions, I've got set goals and I've got timelines, what I haven't achieved, it is fine. I can carry it over into the next year. You know?
Yeah, so I think this really kind of like is molding into really looking at December in perspective.
Yeah.
You know, as a topic for the day. To say, you know, is December really a time to reflect on what on the year that was?
True.
But also looking at, you know, inner part of you in terms of, you know, your tiredness, you know, your achievements, what you didn't achieve and what you plan to do, you know, in the following year.
Yeah.
But to your point as well, how realistic are your resolutions?
Yes.
And, you know, what are those? Yeah. So if you had to reflect and review how you've done, what did you really honestly achieve?
Yeah.
And of what you didn't achieve, how do you plan to change that? And where do you think you've gone wrong?
Yeah.
Because I think also, given where we are, you know, in terms of the season, you find that most of us, we do what we call a lifestyle, I mean, a microwave lifestyle or hand-to-mouth lifestyle. You know, it's like, I'm worried for today. You know, I never see myself 10 years from now. I never see myself a year from now. You know, I'm just concerned what I'm going to eat today, and then that's it. So our planning is so short term, yet, you know, we need to start looking at the long term as well.
Yeah, but then we also have extremes. You know, we've got extremes where you might be worried about today, but then I'm worried about 10 years from now, and then get so worried about 10 years from now that I start forgetting about living for today. Do you understand?
Yeah.
There are people who basically, like, they don't want to, they put money away, but they don't even take their kids out on holiday because they say this money is for your education. Maybe they're afraid, what if 10 years from now I'm not working? What if 5 years from now I don't have this and this and that?
Yeah.
And they put away so much, or they put so many things at bay because they don't want to take risks because they're thinking long term.
Yeah.
So we also need to find the balance between those ones who are like, I'm really living for the now, and those ones who forget to live for the now because they're so too much intensely involved in the future, but now we don't know what's happening in the future. And I'm not saying it's not okay to not plan as well, but then there need to be a balance for planning and actually living.
If let me ask you then this question, or maybe let's discuss the issue of mentorship or finding mentors, you know, especially to help you to navigate and balance what you need to achieve given all the things that you need to do. Because one of the reasons why we drop the ball is because I have nobody who kind of like reminds me and say, don't forget, you need to do this by when. What would be a simple approach to someone who's maybe listening and they say, you know, I have all these things I need to do, but also I'm a mother, you know, I'm a housewife, or I have to work and I have to do all those things. And obviously, you know, when you get overwhelmed, and then obviously that's when you start dropping the ball.
No, I get that, but okay, for me, for instance, I'm not one of those people who are crazy about mentors, to be quite honest with you, because I just think that mentors are everywhere, if you know what I mean. For instance, half of the people that I would say they've been my mentors, I've never even met in my life. I've never even seen them with the naked eye.
Yeah.
You know, I've never even had a conversation with them. Sometimes it's basically looking at what someone does, because other people who are like generous enough to share or to even write in books of what their day looks like, how they plan, and not only just the practical stuff that they do with their hands, but also the mental stuff, how they get into the zone of doing this and this and that, you know. And sometimes then you find that in choosing the people that you follow, the people that you learn from, we need to be careful to not choose people that are not in alignment to what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, for instance, I'm not necessarily politically inclined. Okay, in a way I am, but I'm not as intensely involved as someone who is maybe someone like Musi Maimane, who's probably thinking he wants to run for presidency. Do you understand? And but you learn from different ways at how people do things, how they achieve and how they dream, and that's what helps you. Because sometimes the touch physically mentors that are physically there all the time, sometimes there's an element of pressure from them, because they don't understand how you're not getting you're not getting it. You're not getting what you're supposed to do. You're not getting, and there's the word supposed. It is not just about supposed to do something, because the formula that works for you will never work for me. Might not work for me.
Yes.
You know? So that is a problem. And now going back to the pressure of ending the year on a bang, not having achieved this and this and that, that's where we find we've got issues. We find people are more angry towards the end of the year because of things that they couldn't afford, or the things that they couldn't achieve, the things that they didn't want to do, and even sometimes the things that they did that they were hoping they will never do. Do you understand? Relationships they're like hanging by a thread.
Talking about relationships.
Yeah.
What is this thing of people giving themselves extended visas and disappearing? Is it really true?
It is true.
Whereby also relationships end in December.
True.
You know, and then people just want to go have fun. You know, they are single in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And obviously, come January now, they are apologizing.
They want to go back.
Yes.
Yeah. You know why? Mm. It is the pressure. The pressure that we as society put on each other, it is completely crazy. I don't know why we've got this thing that we all have to go on a holiday in December.
Do
you understand?
And it's chaos out there.
So just because you are taking your kids on a vacation, you're going to Durban. Now I feel like my kids also need to do that.
Yes.
Then what do I do? You have made the means. You've got the money to do it.
Yeah.
And now I start borrowing money. I start going to the bank and making a loan so that I can take my kids on a holiday. But you see, that is not the way to go about it, because even when you're on a holiday, there's still this thing hanging that, yo, these guys, they want their money by January.
Yeah.
You know, because there hasn't been planning. But the pressure of December holidays, it is one of the worst things that happens, and it's not just in South Africa, not just Africa, it's the world all over. That is why the amount of suicides, it is so high.
It's high.
The level of suicide is just crazy. People breaking up, people getting divorces, you know, people being repossessed, and you know, people just getting frustrated and
angry.
You mean
their possessions?
Yeah.
Not them.
They do. And people go bankrupt, and then they realize that the pressure that is in December, it even closes off the hope of the new year, and that is where the problem is. And I know that SADC has been running this whole thing of, guys, now we are heading towards holidays. That means the level of depression is high.
It's higher.
You know, anxiety substance abuse.
Yeah. Then drink and driving.
Yeah, which leads to physical abuse, emotional abuse, even inflicting pain.
Yeah.
You know, people who just drink, then they drive, and then they get into accident. The road rage. The road rage. Yesterday, I was driving from the Northern Cape, and you can see, like, there's this thing that is happening there. Everyone just wants everyone out of their way, you know. Move, you're driving too slow, I want to get out. People were almost getting into accidents.
You find that generally, we live in a country where, or in a society where, people are not patient, especially on the road. I mean, you talk about road rage as well.
Yeah.
You know, someone could actually get out of their car, take a bat, and they smash your windscreen.
Yeah.
So I think for us is to help our listeners to understand some of these issues, but also to look at some mitigating factors that will help us to deal with them. So obviously, we kind of like have spoken about quite a number of things, talking about employment. You know, also, you know, when you're looking at their employment, a lot of people, generally December is not a good time for people to get hired because everybody's going to get a bonus and, you know, now you're coming in and people are going shopping and you are sitting there and, you know, December tends to be very short, especially work weeks because of the many holidays. But also going back to the issue of relationships as well, in terms of what perpetuates or what makes people to end their relationship temporarily in December just to be free to have fun or whatever, what would be the cause of that really?
The cause of that first is the financial implication. People, we spend more money in December than any other month,
right?
To be quite honest, because now everyone is just excited and then we start overspending and we forget that it's Christmas and it's New Year's Day and a week later your kids are not supposed to go to school.
Yeah.
And then there's no money for registration. There's like pressure all over the place. Do you understand?
Books.
Uniforms, stationery, textbooks, all the kids that that's needed for your children to go back to school. But now we get so excited over the 2 week period that is the festive season. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I think what we need to do now, for instance, is to just give a few tips, give a few ideas of what it is that people can learn to do or avoid over this whole December holiday period.
Rush,
so that when the rush is over, the reality still has to set
in.
You are not over.
You are together, you are still intact.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then with relationships falling apart, it is also, you know, all of a sudden I've been going out with this guy for such a long time or maybe for a couple of months.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm thinking we're going to go on a week holiday in Dubai. But then that holiday in Dubai in December might just cost someone a good 60,000 to 200,000 rand.
Right.
And then he's thinking, I actually don't have that kind of money. Mm. So instead of fighting about it, and why don't I just like get out of the relationship and say I need to clear my head, I'm going through
stuff. But is it just for that period or Vela?
Usually
it's like
it is most of the time. Let me tell you, it is crazy how the impact of holidays can have on a person. You know? And it's also those expectations that people keep putting over and over on each other. And I think that is very, very dangerous. That is very dangerous because who I was in November hasn't changed to who I am in December right now. There hasn't been a drastic change. I don't all of a sudden have so much money, you know. And then when your kids are sounds like, so why are we going for a holiday? And you realize
someone was actually saying that the problem with today's kids, I think parents experience more pressure from their kids than actually friends and family.
True.
Because, you know, your kids will be like, but why, you know, I see so-and-so has this, why don't we have this? And, you know, the best way, you know, is not to say, you don't want to kind of like embarrass your child and say, we don't have money.
Yeah.
Kind of like rather, you know, succumb to the pressure and get that thing.
Yeah, that is true.
But then going back to the issue of how do you help your kids to understand what will happen and what won't, how do you help them to understand that there's money and there's no money? Because I think December, it really borrows from the issue of overspending as well.
Overspending. You know, and you know that South Africa is one of the highest spending countries in the world.
Yeah.
We spend money, and worse, besides spending money, then we also do not save.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong in spending the money that you have saved, because you save the money so that you can eventually spend it.
Someone would say, show me someone who actually comfortably remembers to save in December.
Hey.
Because, and the problem, I think another problem with the December is that you get paid end of November, and then you get paid mid-December.
And there's that long period between the 2nd of December and the 9th of, the 2nd of Jan and the 9th of Jan, because that's when reality sets in and it comes hitting at you like huge rocks. It completely shatters you. Because on the 2nd when everyone drives home from wherever you were for the holidays, then you start remembering, oh my. Other people, they even spend money for the bond, for their house.
No, but don't you think that's a bit reckless, though? I mean,
it is reckless, but also don't forget, we live in a society that also perpetuates that.
Yeah,
because I know how many car dealerships right now, Maromza, if you think, how many car dealerships right now have cars on special. And they say, you don't have to pay, now, you can start paying end of Feb. Yo! Then comes end of February.
Yeah.
You've overspent in December,
mm.
and then your bills from February and January put together, you're basically 6 months behind.
Yeah.
You need to now start back paying.
Yeah. But also, you know what, we kind of like have a made up this topic, putting December in perspective. And of course, you know, we always have appreciate your thoughts as well. And, you know, you can also find us on your social media, Belighted Show on Instagram, and then Belighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Facebook. So we welcome, you know, your continued support and engagement in this conversation. So let's talk then about, because I think we cannot exhaust the issue of relationships and the dynamics yeah. of how our relationship, marriages, kids are affected by the December rush.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, you know, obviously you go buy those massive groceries. I mean, for example, I know people who would have a stock fail for the rest of the year, and then come December they go in withdraw, and then they buy big bulks of food,
of groceries
yeah. and all that. And how effective has that been for a lot of people who actually do it as well?
I think in a way it has been a bit effective, to be quite honest, because what happens is, like, with the money that they get put in stock fail, it's yeah. just that, unfortunately, because I don't know, some stock fails they don't.
Do you belong to any stock fail anymore?
No, I don't. I don't.
I actually want to try it.
You should.
So if anybody's listening, Romeo is looking for a stock fail.
You know, my daughter is part of a stock fail,
right?
Kifilo, with some of her friends, and she was clever enough to say, no, you can start with everyone else, I'll take the December month. So on the 1st of December, she got her money.
Already?
For the December stock, from the December installment, because it's her turn.
But given the December rush again, do you think it's kind of like a good idea? Because then, you know, the money comes in and poof.
Let's go back to the stock fail first. Let's deal with that issue.
Yeah.
The stock fail works especially for it's all over in Lockshans,
in the
townships.
Yeah.
But also especially for people in more rural areas, more disadvantaged areas.
Yeah.
So you find that some of the things that you could have some of the things that you get at the end of the year are some things that you wouldn't necessarily be able to afford by yourself in the year. So when you buy bulk, obviously everything becomes cheaper,
yeah.
and then you get to get an opportunity of enjoying something. But I wish an extension to that would be that it is not just a huge thing that happens only in December.
Right.
They should actually say, if a stock fail, everyone takes out 1,000 rand, half of that money every month should be taken, and stuff, supplies should be bought so that families don't starve throughout the year while they're waiting for the actual Christmas, you know.
That's
which
true,
is why we have a saying that, hey, pay Christmas, give me Christmas, because there's something extra that you haven't received throughout the year. And all of a sudden, because it's Christmas, it's a little bit extra.
That's true.
You understand? Yeah. That's when people get to eat things that they've never eaten before, that they haven't been eating throughout the year.
Yeah.
That's when people get to start now going away, experiencing places that they would have never visited throughout the year.
Yeah.
And that's what it does.
Yeah.
But now, it is also, we've been wired, not only wired, but there's so many elements that confuse and that contribute to this whole big spending thing that we have in the country.
And you talk about
towards the end of the year. You talk about
sales as well, you know.
And sales.
If somebody says, you save 25%. Which means you're going to spend 75.
True.
So either way, you spend money. So because I think I really want this conversation to help someone to actually survive December, you know, the December month, because I think the rush and the excitement to just spend, you know, and then also remember families are visiting, you know, some relatives are sending their kids your way, and I know you are usually the victim, because, you know, you have such an awesome, beautiful house, and you know, big spacious, so you know that you can take 75 kids all at once.
Yeah.
But then it speaks to the issue of more groceries, because then it's like the fridge is more open. than usual because people are eating, and you know, people eat, and especially if you are hosting children, they come from different homes and they eat in different schedules. And how do you have the discipline to say we only eat in the morning, we eat in the afternoon, in the evening?
No, but then you see in December, that is not, I mean, people just, I mean, you wake up and you just feel like a drink because it's December.
Which type of drink, by the way?
It depends. I mean, it's, you know, like people, they just want, you know, a shot of whiskey or something. I mean, but
in the morning,
drink alcohol in the morning because it's December season.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the things that, like, which is why I was saying that we can always help. And one of the organizations like SADC has always, each and every year, consistently, even throughout the year, they release... they release articles, they release ways and on how to cope with anxiety, depression, and all of that, and how to actually survive the Christmas season, because for us it's one of the biggest issues that we have. That's when people weigh themselves as, did I work well, did I fail, did I succeed.
That's
you understand? But they're like basic things that sometimes we don't take to heart because they're just so, they don't look out of place.
Yeah.
But actually, there's some of the things that can be very, you know, cause very damaging, that can have very damaging implications eventually.
Yeah, that's
but, you
true.
Know,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people, according to the SADC release, they were saying people during December holidays, they drink 3 times more than normal. So if you have a drink, 3 drinks, every day on a normal day, that means in December you'll have 9 drinks, if not more, because but it's a minimum of 3 times more. Do you understand?
But with
drinking more, then obviously it leads to a whole lot of impulsive decisions, reckless decisions,
reckless spending, overspending,
and then you know you find that now even the company you keep sometimes gets affected.
Yeah,
you know it gets affected. But alcohol is one of the highest. It's one of the highest influences in the other end of the year in during December holidays that convince and that can change and simply misdirect the way you make decisions.
You've just given me another idea because when we talk about balancing work and play, most of the time, you know, this 8 to 5, for example, you know that Monday to Friday you're at work. So you kind of like, it doesn't really leave much time for leisure, you know, to play more, to spend more time with the kids and the wife, or your partner, as it were. But my issue here that I want us to kind of like tackle is the issue of having more time and not knowing what to do with it. And that's why you talk about, okay, I'm at home, the company has closed for the year, and then I need to, what do I do with my time? And I think also how many of us as families have the ability or have mastered the art of actually having a life with your family.
Yeah.
And you find that, you know, for example, as a parent, you cannot just feed your kids sweets, you know, just to say, yeah, sweets, and then go and play. But you actually don't sit down and talk to your kids, you know, because of work commitments. You don't sit down and spend more time with your partner. You come back from work throughout the year, you are tired, you eat, you sleep, you know, typical week.
Yeah.
And then you wake up in the morning, you are gone.
Yeah.
Now it's December. Now you are, all of you are home, and it gets a bit awkward because now you don't know what to do.
Yeah, it is.
So how do we help people to address that? Because it's obviously a big concern, and that's why people who spend more time with their friends spend more time away.
Even
if I'm on holiday, I'm out on my own.
Then you know, then the mom is left to the kids to do their own thing.
So it's like nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
Yes.
But there are so many ways to help people deal with that, because communication first is key, which is why even when you're not going away, even when you're not going on a holiday, even when you're not doing anything extravagant, we need to remember that in fact the time when everyone is home, that's the time to actually reconnect, you know, which is why I wanted to say there are so many tips that we can give for families, for instance, that you can do that is fun for the kids. There are so many places that you can walk in at a very minimal fee, like going to the zoo, for instance, is one of the cheapest things you can do. Before you leave home, eat. So that when you're at the zoo, you can actually just get ice cream. You don't have to be sitting and spending lots of money on eating out.
Yeah.
But then it's the time for the family, because when it's awkward, when you go to the zoo, kids are interested in the animals. They're no longer interested in you.
Yeah.
And then they have fun.
Yeah.
It's recreation for them. Yeah. It's very interesting for them. And it's something to talk about in the year, in the new year, when they get to school and say, this is what we did. We went to the zoo. We did this and that. But there's so many places where, as families, you can spend minimal or in fact absolutely nothing.
And I think avoid recreation where that forces you to keep quiet more. Let's say you are a family, you think recreation is only like going to the movies. You know, you're going to the movies, you're going to sit there and keep quiet.
But
like,
the movies,
I mean, they're okay, but I'm just saying, remember, it's December, and it's really most of us have more time to spend with the family.
Yeah.
So to your point, we need to find recreation that will keep us more engaged, more talking.
Exactly.
And then, I mean...
But then I'm still giving the points and one step.
Let me give the points. You get me excited to think about certain issues.
Let me give the points before I forget them.
Right.
So I was saying, like going to the zoo, for instance.
Yeah.
And going for movies is also one of the other points. As much as you sit, you would sit and do absolutely nothing. Don't forget, it's not about going there to the movies. Kind of movies that you would watch.
Right.
So in December, I prefer parents to compromise and actually watch movies that the kids like.
Yeah, like cartoons.
Animations.
Yeah.
Those things are funny.
Yeah.
Even in your on your worst days,
you
can go and watch something like Despicable Me.
Yeah.
You'll be in stitches whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You understand?
And Minions.
Also, the Minions. And also, you don't forget that parents usually, they get pleasure. They get more relaxed when they see their children happy.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So play it at that. Even when this, because I know couples always have tension.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
And a lot of them, they're fighting, but then because they've got kids.
Yeah.
But now when you transfer the joy to the kids and then the kids transfer it back to, it bounces back to you.
Yeah.
It is something that is a stress reliever.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
And then also another thing that you can do with family, if you're going to be at home indoors, you know, have a little braai. Have a little braai. Take whatever that's in the fridge.
Yeah.
Have a little braai. Mm. And then play games. Monopoly. Scrabble.
Yeah.
Mm. One of the best is 30 seconds because it helps you think. It helps you, you know, you don't have a choice but to think. Even if you're like the dad that doesn't want to seriously get involved or the mom that doesn't want to get involved, you sit there and you become the one who kind of keeps the score, who kind of check who's cheating and who's trying to do all of that. You can be the timer for all we care, but it doesn't matter. So you get into home games. You get into, you know, if you have a pool at home, swim.
Mm.
Let the kids wake up. Like my kids, they wake up, they start swimming like at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, sure, you go ahead, darling. Do you boo? Mm. Do you understand? They need to do that.
Mm.
And then you stop and then avoid going to the shopping centers. Avoid going to the malls. It's one of the most boring, dangerous things. Because another thing, not everyone loves shopping and shopping in December already, the anxiety that all the malls are full, all the malls are packed, and then the impatience, the queues are long, and then people want to try, you know, you're walking around with your wife, you're walking around with your partner, she wants to try all the shoes in the shop, and you're sitting there playing on your phone, and you realize that the hours are ticking. You could be something great. You could be doing something great with your life.
Yeah.
By the time you get home, already there's tension because you're upset. You feel like your day was completely unproductive. Whereas I'm excited. I got 7 pairs of shoes. They were on sale. And other people, when they love the way they love shopping, they don't mind going from shop to shop to shop.
Yeah.
Even the shops that they know they're not buying anything. They just let's just walk in here and see what they have. You never know what we can come out with.
Mm.
But then you do that for 40 stores.
Yes.
And it becomes very, very frustrating. So being indoors, doing home games, going for a walk, go hiking, you know.
Mm. But what are some of the because someone can say, hiking, we need the equipment. Maybe we need to also look at some of the cheapest ways to spend more time.
Because to spend more time.
For me, you know, I think you're raising it, the issue of we need to keep talking.
Yeah.
You know, we need to keep talking. And then also, you know, we can also talk about the issues of how cell phones have infiltrated the home so much that we call it family time, but then we are talking to people who are outside of the family, you know, in the form of social media, in the form of your WhatsApps and all that.
Yeah.
So how do we then look at, firstly, the issue of those affordable ways to spend more time together. I mean, you also raised the issue of like playing your 30 seconds, the games, you know, swimming, yeah. And then, you know, going to the park, you know,
going
to the park.
Yeah.
And what are some of the, your favorite parks around, Joburg that you could actually recommend? I know, for example, I like the one in Roodepoort. It's actually quite a nice one, and it's nice and big, and you know it's so family oriented. You know,
yeah.
When you get there, there's more families and all that. I mean, obviously your Joburg Zoo,
the Joburg Zoo as well. Yeah, it's like some There's quite a few.
Lion Park
and also. Well, Lion Park is also a good idea because let me tell you, there's the excitement of the kids when they see those animals. They're like, oh my, look at that! And then they've got these beautiful lions, and they're like pure white. Okay, maybe not pure, but like cream. They're very light in complexion.
Yes.
And they look stunning. They look like you can take one home. I'm like, hey, that thing will eat you up. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's gonna feast on you. Yeah.
And not only that. And like sometimes going out for the movies, it might be you might spend more money up. But then remember, you can also check what's playing on TV. Right now, when you switch on the TV, it has become so silly, so soppy, so
monotonous.
You know, but then guess what? But the monotonous in a very good way. There are all these Christmas movies that are playing. There are all these animated movies that are playing because the stations, the TV channels, they kind of adjust the TV watching to accommodate kids more because kids are
home in December.
Watch with them. Get you know, like grains of popcorn is like 10 rand. So you get grains of popcorn, make popcorn at home, and then make get some drinks, you know, buy 2 liter cool drinks, and then you sit and you have a movie night. And what I like doing with my kids is that we move the furniture around. We actually put like that inflatable mattress on the floor, and then we put pillows, and it looks like we're like camping.
Ah,
you understand?
Okay.
And you know, and for those ones who don't mind spending some, you can actually hire out a projector where you can actually lie in your yard on the lawn, and then get a projector to actually reflect on one of the walls of the house, and it becomes a big movie screen.
So some creative
just
ideas,
so many
in
creative ways.
Yeah.
And one of the things you can do, like, because I've got 2 big girls and 1 small one, and then we start saying, let's teach each other how to cook this and this and that. Like, that's exactly what we did yesterday when I got home.
Right.
You know.
So, okay, so cooking. So you could actually attend a cooking class as a home.
As a family,
rather.
You go there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you say, okay, let's go learn how to make pancakes for this. Let's go do this and this. Right. And there are a couple of centers. Even in Lone Hill, there's a shop that teaches kids how to cook, and usually people, they book it for birthdays, and then you get there, and then others, they teach you, then you go painting, you do each other's portraits.
What about a family photo shoot?
A family
photo
shoot as well. I did that two weeks ago.
And it's either you actually get someone who's got a good camera, and then you actually
to be anything
play different props and all that. Yeah.
And you can do that. Basically what I did, we took a huge white
sheet,
and then put it on the wall.
Yeah. Let me just when we say sheet, we're not saying S-H-I-T.
Sheet.
We're saying S-H-E-E-T.
Yeah.
In case it doesn't come out right.
No, man. No, you and your pronunciation is sheet. It's not shit. It's sheet.
Like,
so you take a white sheet.
Stop swearing.
Yeah. You take a white sheet.
Yeah.
And then put it on the wall.
Right.
And then start having fun. Mm. All we did was that. In fact, the clothes we were wearing, my daughter made them. You know, we didn't go to the shops. We basically bought material because she's got a sewing machine.
Yeah.
And then she made the clothes. We wore the clothes.
How much fun was that, though?
We had too much fun. It was so, so much fun.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I would encourage.
Mm.
But now, before we actually start running out of time, now that we've covered families, I also want us to talk about people who don't necessarily have family over December holidays, because other people work. Don't forget, if shops are open, that means someone is working.
Yes.
And that means someone cannot take a whole week off to go out. Way.
Mm.
So you might end up having to spend Christmas alone in your house.
And the dreary hours of retail.
Exactly. Ooh. And now, how do we help someone like that?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mm.
So how does one survive a lonely Christmas? How does one survive being alone? And basically
having to work and find time to rest in between somehow.
And some people, it's not just about having to work, because some people, they're just stuck. All of a sudden, you know, there's some domestic workers, for instance, who are coming from from Zim, from Lesotho, from wherever, but it happens that they cannot afford, because they had to send all the money home.
Home, yeah.
They cannot afford to say now, okay, since I'd rather send the money home, they buy more, they prepare for the following year for right. school uniform and all of that, instead of me spending money to do the...
So essentially what you're saying, you actually could find that there are people who are not at their happiest, especially in December,
yes,
because of the family, responsibilities that they have, and you know, you find that they would actually spend more money, in December than any other month of the year. So so essentially, December is a very, very interesting month, because relationships end, people disappear for all the wrong reasons. People overspend, people have time and they don't know what to do with the time, because now their work commitments doesn't allow them to be home when they enough. Now in December I'm home, I've got all this leave that I have to exhaust, and then the kids are there and we are all looking at each other in a strange way because we don't know each other that well.
But also, okay, going back to the people who are alone, because I think we kind of dealt with family and all of that, but then people who are alone during that the festive season, also don't forget, and sometimes there are people that are alone but they're fine, but now I'm talking about the people that are alone and lonely. There are factors that contribute to that.
Right.
It is not just about work, for instance, like I'm saying, like someone maybe is a domestic worker and they can't afford to go back to their country, they'd rather send the money through, and they find that the family that they work for has gone on holiday, and now they're left at the maid's quarters at the back, and then that it's just them. That's being alone and lonely. You know, you feel that you didn't do much. There's nothing much to do. But also the other implication, the other factors that contribute to someone having a lonely Christmas or a lonely festive season, even with people around.
Are we talking about someone who doesn't have friends?
No, not necessarily that. There are people who also don't have friends, but also someone might have lost their partner, might have lost their spouse. Maybe someone died in the family. You know, how do you help people deal with the festive season? Like a week, 3 weeks before, we were planning to go to Dubai. We were planning to go to Cape Town.
Are you going to Dubai?
No.
Oh.
Or Cape Town or Durban, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But now, as we're making the plans, one of us died.
Hey.
Do you understand?
So a funeral in December.
So it's like you're having a funeral in December and all of a sudden you lost all sense of celebrating.
Yeah.
And you start feeling the gap.
December becomes painfully lonely.
It ends up becoming so painfully lonely. And not only that, we also now get people who just got divorced. Do you understand? It's like all of a sudden you realize that all the things that you guys used to do, but that part of putting up the Christmas tree, going shopping, going to fetch firewood, going to fetch the sheep for the slaughtering, it was done by the other partner who is no longer there. It's a huge gap that is not there all of a sudden. That is not filled. And it becomes very frustrating.
You made me remember of something very important on that.
Yeah.
Not many of us have funeral covers.
Yeah.
And you find that we had a budget for December, but now there's a death in the family.
That's where the money goes, which means
you have no money for Christmas.
Yeah, and then that's when all of a sudden people are saying we're having a blue Christmas, a black Christmas, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is not what you have planned.
Mm.
But now we also need to remember that is a difficult time. We need family to rally around. And when I say family, it's this, I'm talking about your siblings, your brothers and sisters, your parents, your cousins, who now have to remember, say, by the way, do not forget.
Yeah.
Rami got divorced. Rami's husband died. And it's not just about the spouse. They lost a child. A friend of mine, his child died at 2-3 weeks ago.
Rami's husband didn't die. It's just an example.
Okay? I don't have a husband, so it's not an issue.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because people will start sending you flowers.
No, they know it's an example, man.
Huh?
But now, and then it ends up being that process of saying, we need to remember to rally around.
Yes.
You know, some people have got sick people in hospitals who cannot come home for Christmas.
For which means they're going to have their Christmas in hospital.
Yeah, they're going to have their Christmas in hospital. Mm. And now how do you also strike a balance?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes people will say, someone in the hospital, they say, I'd rather not have my family come here on Christmas. You guys go out, enjoy yourself, you see me after. And then they go and enjoy themselves, and this one dies in hospital, and they're like, oh, we didn't get to say goodbye. But it's a whole lot of things. But what I want to just now encourage everyone is that, remember that we've got South African Depression and
anxiety group.
And then they help with a lot of things that, you know, they've got articles there that can basically help you cope.
Yes.
But more than anything, you need the people that are close to you to come and cover you, to come and surround you. And if you have someone who is in need like that, avail yourself to just give them 10 minutes of your time, an hour or so. And also, there are so many homes that people have, people stay there, and sometimes their family forget to come and see them. And not only forget, but they're not able to. So go to a home, take your family there, spend, go to a child home, for instance, you know, where kids have been abandoned and they're being taken care of at a home. I think when your kids go there to see these people, you take presents, you take, whether it's old clothes, teddy bears, buy something. It doesn't have to be expensive gifts. And then you take your kids to go also see that they've got the, you know, they might, your kids might not think you're giving them everything, but they might be. Then they get to understand how advantaged they are when they see more people that are less disadvantaged.
I think that's very important, just
promoting the spirit of humanity, the spirit of togetherness, this, you know, the spirit of Ubuntu, and saying, care about someone else. Don't just make it about you. There's so many people who are in need and who are in need of love, which is absolutely free. You might not have something to give that has been bought by money, but spending time with someone, going to see people, going to a home and help and relieve the people who are cleaning, who are taking care of the homes, help them wash dishes, change bedding, and all of that. There's so many things to do to make the festive season more meaningful
And
more, you know,
fulfilling.
And
I think I like that, because this could really speak to someone who's alone and lonely.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of,
and they can go,
what can I do?
Yes.
You know, there are people who, you know, need help.
Yeah.
You know, there are homes, you know, hospices, you know, going to look after, you know, old people and all that. And I think that's a good idea. But also, we need to maybe perhaps look at closing the show on the importance of, you know, Arrive Alive, you know, as a campaign. And I know the government is really doing a lot to help people be aware of, you know, the importance of you know, being a responsible road user, because again, December we have the highest recorded stats of you know, fatalities and accidents and you know, and deaths as well on the road. So we really applaud and encourage, you know, our listener, you know, to drive safe and, you know, make sure that, you know, if you are, you're gonna go on your holiday, you know, get your car serviced, get your car checked, your tires, your wheel alignment, your balancing, to make sure that, you know, you are safe on the road. But more than anything else, be considerate. You know, remember that someone else might have had a bad day, and you know, they get onto the road and they're driving recklessly. You know, be patient, you know, and again, very importantly, leave, you know, sufficient room, you know, in case people, you know, how people change lanes without, you know, indicating that they're turning. And, you know, imagine how you start your day so well, leaving home, you're so happy, and you're going to end up in hospital because you got into an unnecessary road rage.
That's
so
true.
So I think it's I think for me, that really summarizes what today's show was, looking at the year that was, but more than anything else, also looking at December in perspective, and how different you know, dynamics that really make December work or not work. So we hope that you're gonna have an awesome break and spend more time with the family, you know, take them out and just enjoy your Christmas. And then by the way, when we started the show, we had an awesome massage.
Okay, before we close though, please check SADC. SADC, you can actually get it,
the South African Depression and Anxiety Group,
dot org, and you can actually, you know, get hold of them, and then they'll actually open 24 hours. They can help you. You can get hold of them on 011-234-4837. If there is anything that you'd like to discuss, something that if you need help, and they also have an emergency contact, especially for suicides, because this is a time where suicides get really, really high. You can get them on 0800-567-567. And there's also 24-hour helpline, 0800-12-13-14. So that is 0800-121-314. And they also have an SMS line, which is 31393. Find right. them, and they can actually call you back if you are in trouble. And now, on the Let's Talk About Skin Sense Day Spa, we have a promotion that we are running. Skin Sense is in the heart of Rivonia. It is number 8 Vessels Road, and you can actually get their Skin Sense Day Spa. They offer a variety of treatments for you, your business, and your family. From the moment you step into the spa, you are guaranteed to feel an air of tranquility. Skin Sense hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for women and men. Whatever you're looking for, and however much or little precious time, me time you have, you'll find your perfect solution at Skin Sense Day Spa. It's a space where every beauty needs it's a space where every beauty need can be achieved, be it a full body massage after a long hard day or a beautiful set of nails for that special occasion. Walk through the doors and you will be shown the secrets of how to look and feel wonderful. The team selects only the best products and treatments to be added to their treatment offerings. Not only this, but they are put through their paces with copious amounts of additional training and perfecting given to be part of the highly sought after Skin Sense Day Spa team. So now get to cliffcentral.com and you'll find that the hair salon is situated upstairs and they offer all the hair treatments you could wish for. So if you're already having a spa treatment at Skin Sense, then also go get a wash and a blow dry afterwards and look as good as you feel. There are also a number of other products that you can actually get to buy. At the moment, we are running a current special, Cliff Central 2-for-1 Massage. You can book a Swedish full body massage and your friends get one for free. Can you believe it? This special is valued at 1,100. You get to pay 550 and you can take a friend with, or you can always take that beautiful lady that you've been trying to impress.
Yeah.
So do that. Get to cliffcentral.com and you can find the Skin Sense Day Spa promotion there. This offer is valid until the 31st of December 2017. So before you step into the new year, why not get something fresh and happening so that you can step in style into the new year? Thank you so much. That has been Belighted.
Yep.
And we'll see you soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful Belighted week. Bye.
Excellent. Cheers. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.